This is an MUT Radio podcast.
But in front of me, I've got Mr. Mbanamuti Wabe, who is the director of community services. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. Thank you very much, my brother. Greeting to you and greeting to Mbelo and greeting to the listeners of the MUT radio station.
Cool, Mr. Mabe. Good young down house from Mdazi. Which section of Mdazi?
Kaya is not far from my house, so it's called Nalapa Wadi. So I grew up there. I studied Emdan Secondary. Westcott in Mahoud, and that is where I did my magic. In 2003, I'm old, I was 16 years at the time. So, yeah.
That was a long time ago.
No, but thank you so much, Mr. Wabe, for joining us. Now, as the director of community services, Konanagu Masipala was at Dannhauser. Which is quite something very interesting. Maybe, how important is it for the Dannhauser local municipality to partner with MUT for this whole day in Namhlanje?
My brother, to us, Umasipala was at Dannhauser, this is a significant milestone for the young people of Dannhauser. This is a very, very rural municipality. Our municipalities have been 13 wards. I can tell you that 90% of our wards are deep rural. And you can see as you drive around here, the level of poverty, the level of unemployment, the level of illiteracy that is affecting the area as a Dannhauser. So, we decided to just partner with the MUT. Ukuze abantu base Dannhauser, abantwana base Dannhauser, bakwazi ukuthi bathole the information about access and success to higher education. We started with the MUT because we know historically that the MUT was built to accommodate abantu abasuka endaweni eyifana nalezi zakwa Dannhauser endaweni zasemakhaya. Bakwazi ukuthi bathole ulwazi. So we are in fact, the whole university is here. It's not that some department of Mangosuthu, the whole senior management of Mangosuthu in Natila Namhlanje, all faculties and departments are in Natila Namhlanje, as was shared with us. In this hall, we are having more than 3,000 learners already. Learners that have confirmed that they will be with us today are 6,301, the confirmation that we have received. So we decided to just a portion of our session into two. Now the hall is fully packed. This hall is having 3,550 chairs. Already there's an overflow.
Yeah.
In the morning session of the 3,500. So we do not know what is going to happen on the session that will be starting at 1 o'clock this evening. So we appreciate that. It comes to goals, everything. As we think, Amoya Institution of Higher Learning is here today, and this is not a good one. Which is why, of course, it goes to Fatisele, and I'm not going to say that I'm going to do my presentation.
I think it's an hour, Mr. Gwabe, is that you are used to these things because you've answered most of my questions. So I'm not going to take much of your time. Maybe what message can you give now to a grade 12 learner who is here? Was it Dannhauser? In the way they're going to actually. to that one person about the importance of higher education now. As you are saying, in KZN, we've got 4 universities and a number of Tibet colleges, particularly one of Imamosuthu is one of the universities at KZN. What message can you now give to this young child, Ohlin Lapanti, about the importance of going to higher education, and what important message I drive as the municipality to drive them to actually apply in these higher education institutions?
Yeah, there's nothing that is impossible. The actual sky is the limit. Most of educated people in South Africa and across the continent, they are coming from deep rural areas. Most people are in a senior position, including the state president, the ministers. They are coming from the deep rural areas. In the Maisho, namhlanje umntwana wasedanhouse ukuthi must use this opportunity abatholayo. Information abazoyinika la is very much important ukuthi uma ebuyele ekhaya ethathi CAO form la afika aligcwalise CAO form aapply kusa eli ukuze athole isikhala sokufunda ngoba ukushintsha kwesimo sasekhaya silele kuyena. Uyena oyifuture yempilo yakhe, uyena oyifuture yempilo yakubo, uyena oyifuture yecommunity. Kusukela namhlanje, it starts with one person. We are here today, we grew up in the township, which are not surprised. The only thing we know is spinning motor to pay. Township, but we have to change that mentality. So we can know that today as well. Must change that mentality of which one was in that house of and so forth. And that's an opportunity to grab all department, all senior lecturers as the MUT, they are here. I am at the Selegu corner booth, and this far, so that application form will be here. Because Ashinjisimosa say Kaya Gwede. All I can say, Uchi, Umtuanola, I'm sorry. There is nothing that is impossible until it's done. Amen.
Mr. thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. We appreciate your time. It's a cool. And all the best class of 2026. That is Mr. Ngwabe, who has just joined us, Kuluma, about the importance of MUT, committee hall, Yasetan Hauser.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.